Aircheckdownloads.com.
Yeah, we'll have some of that for a Thursday morning. Nick Kershaw and The Riddle starting the Yorkshire Rally Show from the BBC 5 past 5. Good morning. Hope it's off to a decent start for you. Or maybe, obviously, you're working the night shift and it's coming to a close. Either way, as I say, great to have your company early doors this morning on the early show. All quiet on the roads, as you'd expect. No major disruptions report. Just checked it out. And no major accidents or closures, just the usual long-term motorway roadworks, which continue. Bring on January 2017, when hopefully it'll all be done across the region. Well, unless more spring up between now and then. The weather across the region today, not great, I'm afraid. Early doors, plenty of rain around. That rain's going to continue through the morning, but the rain will become more patchy later on, with some sunny intervals expected towards the eastern parts of the region, in particular this afternoon. Winds are going to be fresh or strong, possibly even gusty, over the higher ground of the Peaks and the Pennines and the Moors. And top temperatures today, you're looking at 20 Celsius. That's 68 degrees Fahrenheit. Forward weather's welcome, please. On the usual text number, it's 81333. Start your text with the word Steve. And we have the front pages of the papers. We'll take a look at them in just a mo. After the Bee Gees and Staying Alive on the Yorkshire Early Show. So the Bee Gees and Staying Alive on the Yorkshire Early Show from the BBC. BBC Radio Sheffield, BBC Radio Leeds and BBC Radio York. Good morning. Good to have you company. So let's have a look at the front pages of the papers, find out what's going on. This is a selection of how they shape up this morning. The Telegraph this morning. Rising British tennis star in Wimbledon poisoning plot. You couldn't script this. Bizarre story about the fact that Scotland Yard is investigating allegations that a British tennis player was deliberately poisoned whilst competing at last month's Wimbledon Championships. Bizarre story, that front page for the Telegraph. The Times has the good news that warm winters and less smoking, apparently, have pushed cot deaths to a record low. More good news, please, on the front pages. That's what we want. The Guardian doesn't have good news, though. It says that Labour, well, I suppose actually it depends which side of the political divide you're on, but it says Labour's civil war entered a bitter new phase last night with Jeremy Corbyn and his deputy Tom Watson locked in a public dispute about whether or not the party risks being taken over by hard left activists driven out in the 1980s. It's front page for The Guardian. The Sun says party lover Hugh Grosvenor is the new Duke of Westminster. He's inheriting £9.9 billion. He's 25. How the other half live, eh? The Mail this morning has the story of how insurers have finally been ordered to come clean over some of the stealth price hikes that they've inflicted on loyal customers. And last but not least, the Mirror's headline this morning, Premier League star's family held in match-fixing probe. The sister and nephew of a former Premier League star were yesterday held over allegations of match-fixing. Match-fixing, front page news for the Daily Mirror this morning. And that's how some of your papers shape up for a Thursday morning.
Everybody's talking at me.
Aircheckdownloads.com.